This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. And look, these are stressful times for a whole lot of reasons, and we are all feeling it in one way or another. Let us just state that as a given. These are also stressful times, though, for this economy, also for a whole lot of reasons, which I mention as a way to set the table for the Federal Reserve's news. Today, the Fed released the results of its latest round of stress tests this afternoon, how this country's biggest banks might, or might not, I suppose, weather tough economic times. Now, yes, I do appreciate the irony here because, as noted above, we are basically living in a stress test. Of note, though, from the Fed's results announcement today, and remember these tests are about making sure banks have enough cash on hand to get through times like now, banks are not going to be allowed to do stock buybacks in the third quarter. They are, though, going to be allowed to keep on paying dividends, just not increasing them. As to the tests themselves, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains how they work.
The stress test started in 2013 after the financial crisis, so the Fed could keep better tabs on the health of banks. The Fed says to the banks, look, we want to know how you would handle, say, a jump in unemployment or a drop in economic output, GDP.
This was a way for the bank to kind of do an annual checkup the way you would go to a physician.
Danielle DiMartino Booth is a former Fed advisor who now heads Quill Intelligence.
And see how strong the bank's balance sheets would be under certain types of scenarios of differing levels of stress.
Balance sheets are one of a bank's vital signs, basically a list of its assets, like loans it's made, and liabilities, deposits from customers who expect their money to be there if they need it. The bank does the stress test under Fed supervision. Catherine Dominguez is an economist at the University of Michigan.
It's a very time-consuming process because you've got to figure out how every single asset and liability is likely to be affected by this scenario.
The Fed dreams up a different scenario for each year's stress test. It created this year's version back in February. It imagined an unemployment rate of 10%. Then the pandemic hit the U.S. Stephen Cicchetti is an economist at the Brandeis International Business School.
The unemployment rate has already gone over 14%, which is 4 percentage points higher than the assumed worst point in the stress test.
And GDP is expected to fall more than the Fed imagined back in February. So the Fed created an extra test looking at how banks would weather a sluggish recovery, a double-dip recession, or a quick return to normal. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.